Hey y'all, welcome to the Motivation Babe podcast. I am your host, Hills, the Motivation Babe, and I am on a mission to empower you and thousands of women every single day. Think of the Motivation Babe podcast as your go-to resource for mindset talks that give you the confidence to become the best version of yourself. I am so honored you are here. Get ready to level up as we dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Motivation Babe podcast. Hey, y'all, it's me. It's your girl. It's Hills. I am your hype woman. I am your motivational bestie. I am your biggest cheerleader, and I want to see you win. Okay. We are here doing a Friday Fire episode. If you are new to the podcast, Friday Fires are rapid fire, me giving you 5 minutes of straight motivation to give you what you need to keep going about your day. This Friday Fire, we are talking about if you aren't living your dream life, what's holding you back? Let me tell you where this came from. This was inspired by Ed Mylett. If y'all don't know who Ed Mylett is, go Google him, YouTube him, Instagram him, TikTok him. Ed Mylett is a guru in the the personal development, the mindset space, a no BS mentality to maxing out, to leveling up, to living your dream life. Ed Mylett has been a huge mentor of mine in my personal growth. And he asked this question on his Instagram. If you aren't living your dream life, what's holding you back? And it immediately caught my attention. Okay. So this is what I did. I scrolled through the comments to see what are people saying. I know what's holding me back from my dream life. You ready for this? Me. It's me. I am self-aware in the fact of knowing, and I say this with lots of love, okay? You are the biggest problem in your life, but you are the biggest solution in your life. Everything comes down to you, your habits, your choices, your decisions, your consequences, your routines, your beliefs, your mindset. I know this, and I need you to know this. I need you to have this level of self-awareness and responsibility. If you aren't living the dream life, you know what's holding you back, you. But I know maybe before we get there to that root of it, there's these other things that are layering on top that you might feel. And I'm going to go down these lists of comments some of his viewers left, okay? And see if any of this resonates with you. Okay, ready? So I'm just going to go down this list. If you aren't living the dream life, what's holding you back? Not knowing what to do next. The closer I get to my dream, my anxiety would kick in. Feel that. That's called self-sabotage. We'll talk about that in a bit. Fear of success. Anyone feel that? Fear of not being enough. One, you are always enough and you are so freaking worthy. Fear of greatness. Fear of greatness. Greatness is destined for you, but we fear it because we've been taught and programmed to play small. More of that in a minute. Fear of failure. Oh my gosh, y'all. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's four. Fear of success. Fear of not being enough. Fear of greatness. Fear of failure. Fear is a lie. Fear is what holds you back. Not that, okay, so imagine we took out the fear part. If you aren't living your dream life, what's holding you back? Success. Okay, so then if we can isolate fear from the way we feel and focus on the root of why is success scary for me? Is it the level of responsibility? Is it the level of not knowing, all the things I need to know, meaning all you got to do is get trained, right? Train yourself or break through some of the limiting beliefs. But this is insane. Fear of success. I hope this is making sense as I'm going through this. Again, Friday Fire. There's no script here, so I'm just talking. Oh my gosh, someone just put an Instagram. Fear is the enemy. Yeah, fear is the enemy. Fear is the enemy. Next, someone put excuses. We all have them. Yeah, I feel that. Jealousy and envious people. Okay, so if that resonates with you, you need to be careful who you surround yourself with and who you share your dreams with. Okay, be very, very careful of who you share that stuff with. Not knowing your dream life. Oh my gosh, y'all, if you aren't living your dream life, what's holding you back? Not knowing what your dream life is? Hold on. If that's you right now, I want you, if you can, just to close your eyes, or if you're driving or if you're busy, just tap into 1 year from now. What do you want? What do you see? Like, if you could have anything and dream big, because why not? Why limit yourself? Aim high, go high. Aim low, get low. Okay? If you don't know what your dream life is, all you have to do is visualize it. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about the how, but know it. See it in your mind. How do you wake up? How do you go about your day? What do you do? How do you interact? What are your activities? How is your family? How are your friends? How does your day end? What is work like? What are you driving? What are you wearing? What do you smell? Where do you live? That's your dream life. Okay, so not knowing your dream life, if that's you, just practice your visualization, journal it out, and I'm here to help you explore and go there, all right? Needing to make the right connections. I thought this was a pretty good response, but again, that is, you can't blame not knowing the right people for living your dream life. Does that make sense? You can't blame not knowing the right people to have your dream life. I believe I was talking with a friend recently, and it was the Kim Kardashian, the reel that was going viral about, you know, you got to work hard and you can think whatever you want of that. I thought it was pretty amazing. And I'm not trying to start any controversy here because I know everyone is entitled to their own opinion. But she was, a friend mentioned, you know, only if I was in a room surrounded with millionaires. And I was like, well, we are the millionaires. Let's build the room. That's my mentality. If I don't have the right people in my life, I put the right people in my life. I bring the right people in my life. So needing to make the right connections, that's your responsibility. To network, to put yourself out there, and to constantly be, I think in networking, y'all, how you make the right people is you say yes. You say yes to every opportunity, every event, every time you get to be face to face and in front of somebody you admire, not being afraid to be a student, to put yourself in the student seat and to learn. Okay. Old habits. Breaking old habits, y'all, you need to get the book Atomic Habits. Okay. Game changing book. My mind is being blown right now. So if old habits are a thing that you're experiencing that are holding you back, read the Atomic Habit books. And a habit comes from your mindset and your belief and how to reprogram all of that. Everything starts with a thought. Everything starts with the belief. And your belief is so sewn into your identity. I could go down the rabbit hole with this, but get the book Atomic Habits. And I swear you're going to... You're going to be mind blown. Someone put doubt. If you aren't living your dream life, what's holding you back? Doubt. Doubt of what? What do you doubt? You can't doubt. You know, I feel those were, you know, I think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those are about 12 of the comments that I did see. And all I have to say, if any of those resonated with you, if you are fearing success, of not being enough, of fearing your greatness, of, you know, jealousy and envious people around you, not knowing your dream, don't let these things stop you. Don't let these obstacles stop you. If you can identify what's holding you back, That means you know how to work through it. That means you know what to focus on. You don't just imagine you're driving a car. And I always use this metaphor, analogy, whatever it's called. But you're driving a car in a parking lot and there's these road bumps, okay? When we hit the road bump to slow down, do we just stop our car and be like, oh, I'm gonna stay here? That's what these things are. Fear of success, fear of failure, fear of being enough, all these things. They're just little road bumps. We don't stop. We push on the gas a little bit more, right? And boom, we get over it. These are road bumps. And as you level up, as you continue to grow, and that dream is getting closer and closer and closer, guess what? The more bumps along the way you're gonna have, just to test you, to test you, and to see if you're gonna make it. Because if everyone could do it, everyone would be a millionaire. There's a reason the top 1% are the top 1%, because of everything they went through, because the mindsets they have, everything they've overcome. This is the last thing I'm going to leave you with. Okay, so I remember this, someone said, the closer I get to my dream, my anxiety kicks in. That's self-sabotage. I feel that. I've experienced that in my past 4 years, 5 years of business. Yeah. The closer I would get to my dream, anxiety would kick in and I would step 10 feet backwards and I would start from the ground again. I hated it. It was my cycle, but I repeated that cycle for years until I said no more. I need to change my mindset, change my habits. So this is what he continued to say in the comments. I felt like I was going to snap, but it wasn't a break. It was a breakthrough. You are so close to your next breakthrough. So close. These obstacles that are standing in your way are tests to see, will she make it? Can he do it? Put your foot on the gas. Put your head down. Seek the help, the resources, the coach, whatever you need to get you there. And if it feels like you're about to snap, you aren't about to break. You are about to experience the breakthrough you've been waiting for. And y'all, it happens from one day to the next. It happens like a freaking switch flips and your life changes literally overnight, but it takes time. You know what I mean? Sometimes it just takes a matter of patience and trust as well. You don't just wake up with $1 billion in your bank account, with all the clients, with all the bookings. You know, I'm also rational in my approach, but trust in the work you're doing and the places you're going, the people you're meeting, and the intention you have. It's all coming for you. And if you're not experiencing yet, just wait. Keep going. You don't stop until you have it all. That's your Friday Fire episode for today. I love you guys. All right. This was so fun. I actually went a little bit longer, but if you're here on the podcast, I was actually recording this on Instagram this morning. So that was really fun to record live. If you're on the podcast, tag, screenshot, just I love to see who's listening. Oh my gosh, I need to get on the new Instagram, the Motivation Babe Podcast Instagram is up and running. I'm going to be spending a lot of time there the remainder of the month. But I love you guys. Y'all can find me at @TheMotivationBabe_. I love y'all so much. Until next time. Bye.